Washington seems enveloped in a tongue war over happenings at the Veterans Affairs hospitals. But a lesser-known but highly critical VA program expires this fall unless Congress acts. It's the Assisted Living Pilot Program for veterans with traumatic brain injury. Several bills introduced to keep the popular program alive have become lost in the whirl of politics over more visible issues. At a time when the VA is under harsh scrutiny, one of its most successful programs is about to expire. We get more from the Hill newspaper's Alex Bolton. Alex, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about this program and some of the benefits it has accrued so far.
Well, it's an assisted living pilot program that lets veterans with traumatic brain injuries live either on their own or in small group settings with supervision so that they can have a relatively normal life and so that they're not institutionalized. Now, we're not talking about that many veterans, but there are a couple hundred spread out across the country, and they like this program a lot, and so do their families. It keeps them from becoming perpetually hospitalized or homeless or a range of other options that aren't that appealing. But the program, which is relatively cheap, it would cost $100 to $200 million to extend it for another 3 years. It's going to expire at the end of September unless Congress acts, and right now there doesn't appear to be any activity on this front. Earlier this year, a Veterans Affairs omnibus bill stalled in the Senate, and on the House side they're holding hearings, but the legislative calendar is fast running out.
So let's talk a little bit more about the program. I mean, why, when you start a pilot, it implies that the status quo isn't working and that this is an experiment to see if there's a better way. Are the outcomes for these couple hundred vets good? Has it been proven to be a success in terms of the data?
Well, that's one of the things that Congress doesn't know yet. And the point is that they're going to do this pilot program and study the effects. But advocates for the patients say that it is working, and it isn't smart to be then kicking them out of the program while Congress sifts through the results and sees what has happened. Advocates for these veterans say that Congress should extend the program while it's studying to see what the results are. Otherwise, it's very disruptive to these men's lives. I mean, they have traumatic brain injuries. They're now living fairly comfortably in let's say a small group setting with other people with traumatic brain injuries, and how would you like to be kicked out of your house and bouncing from VA hospital or from rehabilitation center to rehabilitation center while Congress sifts through the results and determines a year from now or 9 months after you've been kicked out of the program that, yeah, it actually worked.
So it seems like this is like Congress is diving deeply into a detail that they don't tend to do with so many other programs. I mean, it seems like something, if they're looking for results from this particular program, which is relatively small, it seems out of character when they're looking at the big picture in these omnibus bills.
Well, I think what's out of character here is that the Veterans Affairs Department has told Congress that they're not going to continue this program without explicit authorization from the Congress, that they're going to let it die unless Congress acts. And that is not really in keeping with the way business is usually done in this town. There are plenty of authorizations that expire, and the administration continues with programs, even though the congressional authorization may have lapsed. So the question is, why isn't the VA eager to keep this program going? And Richard Burr, who's the senior Republican on the Veterans Affairs Committee in the Senate, says that if the VA has the authority to extend this on their own and doesn't, then why should Congress do it? Now, the other side of the argument is that that basically VA does have the authority, and that they're saying that they informed Congress in an email, recent email, that they do not have that authority. But the other side of the argument is I guess the VA would argue that they do not have the authority to extend it. So that should not be a reason for Congress to not to extend this program. But I guess what seems to be surfacing here is that the VA would prefer to move these guys into existing programs, existing rehabilitation centers, and I don't know why exactly that would be.
We're speaking with Alex Bolden. He's a senior staff writer at the Hill newspaper. It's certainly intriguing that the VA, when they talk about patient-centered care, isn't a champion of this program. Anyone in Congress talking about, say, putting it into, I don't know, the National Defense Authorization Act or one of these major bills that actually has a chance of passage?
Well, there was talk yesterday. I talked to a couple aides that this could be attached to the Veterans Affairs Military Construction Appropriations Bill, which is going to see floor time next month and which does have a good chance of passing. So that may be the best chance of getting this done. Trying to do the standalone Veterans Affairs Bill, which was, you know, started off as bipartisan in the Senate, but then stalled because there was a fight over how to pay for it. That's looking like a less promising option. So maybe the appropriations process is the way to do this. But, you know, of course, any effort to reauthorize a government program through an appropriations bill could face some objections. Technically, you're not supposed to be legislating on these appropriations bills. You're not supposed to be authorizing programs. You're supposed to be paying for them.
Yeah, so the program itself then, just to clarify, is popular on the Hill, and the appropriations that they're arguing about aren't this in particular. It's just caught up in a bigger fight. Have I got that right?
Well, you know, that's right. The program is pretty popular. Bernie Sanders, who's the chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, I mean, he had language extending this program for 3 years in his bill that stalled earlier this year. And Richard Burr, who's the ranking Republican on the committee, he came out with an alternative bill that also had an extension of this program. So it seems like folks agree that this program should be accepted or extended, but, you know, the basic functions of Congress have broken down. I mean, there just isn't much passing. And so as a result, a program that is pretty popular, which has bipartisan support, Democrats and Republicans, which was included in the two, the Democratic and the Republican versions of the Veterans Affairs Omnibus, both included this provision, but because it's so tough to get anything done because Congress has become fairly dysfunctional, it looks like this program may not get extended in time unless there's a last-minute save through the Omnibus Appropriations Bill.
And, Alex, going back to the Veterans Affairs and the question of its control over the program, I mean, regardless of whether or not it has the authority to extend it on its own, it is certainly embattled right now because of allegations of patient, things that the VA facilities are doing that are detrimental to patients' health. Is that affecting this at all or affecting the VA leadership in terms of their ability to say what they want to do with this project?
Well, I mean, I couldn't get an answer from the VA yesterday. It's probably because they're wrapped up in this political scandal, which is, you know, it's different. What we're talking about there is that veterans can't get treatment. They're being put on these long waiting lists, and that the VA was being dishonest, wasn't telling veterans really how long a waits they were facing. What's interesting is that there's this huge political uproar over whether veterans are getting the medical care they need, and lo and behold, here are a group of a couple hundred veterans who are facing losing care that's very important to them and their families, and that is assisted living care that lets them live somewhat normal lives when they have these traumatic brain injuries. They're at risk of losing that care because basically this fairly small but popular program is getting lost in the wash.
Yeah, there's been some heartbreaking but also in some ways uplifting stories about this program and what it's been able to accomplish. So it seems like the lack of continuance of this could put VA in even less favor, ironically, because of what Congress is doing to VA on the other front.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I think I want to just jump on that point you made. I mean, I spoke to the wife of a Army National Guard sergeant, Teresa Bozeman. She lived in Louisiana, and she talks about her, even though her husband has a serious brain injury from a gunshot wound and he has trouble speaking and he has some impulsive behavioral issues, you know, he still wants to live an active life. He doesn't want to be shut away in a hospital somewhere. And he wants to be living with people his own age and interacting with people his own age. He doesn't want to be in a nursing home somewhere with vets who are over the age of 65. This guy is 43. So, you know, just because you have a traumatic brain injury doesn't mean that having a good quality of life isn't important to you anymore.
And the veterans contingent, they're such a powerful lobbying force on Capitol Hill. I mean, I'm thinking about the American Legion getting really, you know, calling for Eric Shinseki's resignation, and every lawmaker, it seems, is paying attention to that, at least sort of considering it. Have they paid attention to this program at all? Are those veterans groups saying anything about it?
Yeah, the Wounded Warrior Project, which you've probably seen their ads on TV, they say that if this program were to lapse, it would be hugely disruptive, and that the families of these veterans are, you know, count on, you know, having their loved ones able to live and make progress in these assisted living facilities. And, you know, one of the you know, criticisms of the assisted living facility, and maybe the reason why VA doesn't want to extend the program on its own, even though there's a dispute over whether it has the authority to do that or not, is because, you know, in the short term, it is more expensive to put these veterans in assisted living programs where they're getting this close supervision and they can lead more normal lives, but, you know, people who support the program say that, yeah, while it's more expensive over the short term, it's less expensive in the long run than institutional care, putting someone in a, you know, hospital for the rest of their lives, because when they are living in these living facilities, they are having, because they have more normal lives, it's easier for them to regain some independence and to be more productive citizens and not become wards of the state, as Mark Begich, a member of the Veterans Affairs Committee in the Senate, told me.
Alex Bolton is a senior staff writer for The Hill newspaper. Alex, thanks so much for that interview.
Thanks for having me.